Here we go. We're going. We're starting a simulcast, on version 2 and version 3 while reading the Sunday papers, of course, in Ireland. If you go to E91Y8N5 on maps.google.com, you'll see exactly where I am. That's because the air code, which is like the zip code in Ireland, is now connected to Google Maps, and people are using the air code more often. So you can be like Sheena Diane and send me Girl Scout cookies. You could probably just send it to Bernie, E91Y8N5, and it'll all arrive. Doing a lot of reading today, trying to finish David Gluckman's That Shit Will Never Sell, because he's coming to Ireland to visit. Paul Manny, thank you very much for helping along with that. I'm also going to listen to West Cork. It's free on audible.com through May 9th, 2018. According to a small little piece on Audible, this much we do know. Sophie Toscan Duplantier was murdered days before Christmas in 1996. Yeah, I was in Ireland for that. Her broken body discovered at the edge of her property near the town of Skull in West Cork, Ireland. The rest remains a mystery. Gripping, yet ever elusive. Join the real-life hunt for answers in this year's first not-to-be-missed true crime series. Investigative journalist Sam Bungie and documentarian Jennifer Ford guide listeners through the brutal unsolved murder and the tangled web of its investigation, while introducing an intricate cast of characters, a provocative prime suspect, and a recovering community whose story begs to be heard. West Cork is free through May 9th. 8 hours long, though, if you want to listen to it. You should. I'm also going to get The Black Horse Inside Coolmore by William Jones, published in November 2015. It was banned from Ireland, basically. Arthur Cox went around to all the bookshops saying they're going to be brought to court if they sell it. So I went right to William W., I think, what is it, will.h.jones@hotmail.com. I asked Will, hey, can I buy one from you? And so he's going to sell me a book. I'll read it. Yes, I will. I'll read it here in this house. It's a rental house. 55% of home purchases in the first half of 2017 were to buyers who did not need a mortgage, writes Niall Brady in the Sunday Times. Because of all that pent-up easy cash that's sitting around, we're stuck renting forever. Jim Hargis, he runs St. Andrew's Resource Center in Dublin. He also runs a construction skills course in Dublin Port, where 85% of his students get placement. And those are unemployed men that get placement. He's not getting any help at all from Google or Facebook. They're also in his catchment area, but, well, they contract out work that might be done by unemployed men, but not. They're not. Did you know that 12% of Irish luxury homes have been sold to Chinese who want their children educated in Ireland? Yeah, that's according to Sherry Fitz. They're a big luxury home company. Yes, they are. Walk around Dublin with me someday, and I'll take you past shops that used to be there. Cleary's, Pete's, Boyer's, Fraley's, and Walton's Music. They're all moving out of town or closing down because the rents are just too high. Yeah, speaking of books, you know, I opened up talking about books. Trumpocracy. That'll be an Audible title that I get from David Frum. Sounds great. I'm also interested in Ernest Shackleton, which is a production done by Blue Raincoat. They're a Blue Raincoast, I think it is. They're a production company, and they're running the story of Ernest Shackleton in play form in the Project Arts Center through the 10th of March. I think I want to go there. I might wear a black matte dotted shirt by Volaback.com. It costs $80, though. The jacket's €545, and it's black, but it's reflectorized. Can you imagine that? I'm also got a wish list right now, thinking about getting the Entek Smart Projector. It has a 360 rotating projection capability that can go up, handle 4K photos, and can project on a ceiling if you want it. Yeah. So there you have it. Some news from Ireland I'm sure you can use, can't you? Look forward to reading you extracts from the books that I'm going to read in the next few months. Now that I got so much time on Anchor, since they made it so convoluted and hard to use. I'm Bernie. You can find me over on Top Gold, Good Social Networks, or InsideView.ie. Thanks for listening to my simulcast. Bye for now.